County and Project Jump. And I want to first welcome you here to this report release breakfast for our new Learning in the 21st Century 2009 Trends Report that we are doing with our very good friends. What we're going to do this morning is that we're going to share with you some of the results from the new report, and then we have a fabulous panel of experts that are going to give you their perspectives on online learning from the actual point of view of an administrator in a district. And of course, we do want to engage you and talk to you a little bit about SICEF 2009. Before we get into all that, though, I do want to welcome my good friend, colleague Jesse Willie Wilson, president of Blackboard K-12. Jesse.
Good morning. It's only 7 o'clock. You're not tired yet? Your legs don't hurt yet? You have your flats on?
Where's the coffee at? Oh, they're serving coffee.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We're very excited about sharing the data with you that we've been in partnership with Julie and Project Tomorrow for a series of years, and we are getting smarter every year because of this. I really feel like Julie is an ambassador for what students want, student aspirations. And her job is to make sure that we get it, that we understand what students want, what they desire, and what we're not yet delivering them through technology. Julie and I share this phrase, we are trying to close the gap between the way students live and the way they learn. And we have to realize that students see us and the decisions that we make regarding instructional technology as part of the problem right now. We have very different impressions about what's working, what's not, what's important, what's not. And every time we survey these students, you know, they tell us exactly what they think about things. We learn something fascinating that really impacts our product priorities, our investment priorities, and our hope and vision for the future. So without further ado, I'd like to turn this back over to Julie, and she can take you right through the data. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jesse. And a great big thank you to not only Jesse and Blackboard K-12, but all the Blackboard team that's here that have been such wonderful colleagues and support of us. So thank you very much, Jesse. If you're not familiar with SpeakUp, I want to tell you a little bit about the National Research Project. It is conducted through online surveys and then focus groups. We poll K-12 students, teachers, parents, and administrators all across the country. Since we've been doing this in fall 2003, we've had about 1.5 million surveys submitted to us from schools and districts all across the country. And when we started this, it really was to get to some of the points that Jesse brought up, this digital disconnect between how students are living and how they are learning outside of school. And what can we do to bring forth some of that authentic feedback from the students to impact policies, programs, and funding. It is facilitated by our National Education Nonprofit Group, called Project Tomorrow. And the types of questions that we asked on last year's survey, which was conducted last fall 2008, was around learning and teaching with technology. We talked a little bit about broadband access in some of our questions, asked some questions about 21st century skills. And in the category of emerging technologies, we asked about mobile devices, digital content, and online learning. And the online learning piece is the part that we're so thrilled to be sharing with you today. The other thing that we do every year in the online surveys is that we ask the respondents, the students, the teachers, the parents, and the administrators, so if you could design the ultimate 21st century school, what types of technology, tools, and services do you think would be absolutely essential to have to improve learning? So I'm going to share with you a little bit of that as well today. We had about 330,000 surveys submitted to us last year through the fall SpeakUp. And as you can see, we had some states that had some really, really strong participation. We also have increasingly districts that are participating in SpeakUp district-wide. And of course, I mentioned before, gave you a little bit of a sneak peek that we have an expert panel. So after I share with you some of the data findings, and of course you have the report in front of you, we're going to have this wonderful panel of experts that are going to give some of their insights. So I'll hold off introductions. Is that Cheryl needs to leave? Yeah. So and we only have a little bit of time with Cheryl. So Julie's going to be talking even quicker than she usually does. And we'll get into that. Thank you. So the key finding from Speak Up 2008 in the very broad sense is that this digital disconnect that Jesse first mentioned between how kids are living and learning continues to exist. In fact, we see it widening. Kids tell us that, in fact, they are continuing to power down when they go to school and power up at the end of their school day. This disconnect goes even one step further when we start talking about online learning. Student interest in online learning continues to increase, and that's across all grades. However, what we're finding is that district priorities and even the availability of online learning, online classes, are not keeping pace with the demand from the students themselves. What we're going to do is share with you a couple highlights from the report this morning, looking at the growing demand from the student point of view, looking at what the barriers are, and that's specifically from the administrator point of view, and then talk about teachers as, in fact, online learners themselves, and debunk maybe a little bit of conventional wisdom for you here this morning. You know, we learned from Disrupting Class, the prophecy is that by 2019, 50% of all high school classes will be online. Now, that's by 2019. In fact, our students are telling us they want it now. When we polled the students, the teachers, the parents, and the administrators about that ultimate 21st century school and said, what types of technology do you think would be essential for learning? You can see over 44% of the middle school and high school students said that it was absolutely essential that online classes were part of that ultimate school. You can also see from this graph that disconnect right there between that perception and that demand from the student point of view, and where the administrators, the parents, and the teachers are in terms of not being up to meeting that demand. We asked the students, have you taken or researched an online class? And found out that a little bit less than a quarter of middle school and high school students combined have either taken an online class or researched on their own taking an online class. Now let me caution you, don't think that for the students that have taken that online class, that's all been through school. It's about 50-50. In some cases, the students have gone out and found an online class on their own to supplement their own education, totally outside of the school purview. Students are also increasingly interested in taking online classes, and you can see from this slide, even 15% of third, fourth, and fifth graders told us they would be very interested in taking an online class. In our focus groups this spring, I asked the students, how are you learning about online classes? If you have not taken one, how are you learning? The students tell us two very distinct ways. One is from older siblings and older students. The second one is from their parents. Their parents that increasingly are taking online classes as part of their own career and job professional development and are bringing home different value statements and ideas about online learning. We're going to be polling a little bit more on that in Speak Up 2009. We had a huge increase in students that were interested in taking online classes. Look at that middle school number, a 46% increase in middle school students that were interested in taking an online class. And I know these charts are hard to see here in our room, but we asked the students, so why do you want to take an online class? Interestingly, where the conventional wisdom is that high school students want to take that online class to supplement with a class they can't get at their high school, maybe to take an AP class and get college credit, our middle school students are doing that for a different reason. They're interested in taking a class, an online class, to either help them in a class where they are struggling, to take it as a supplement, a true blended model, a hybrid model, or to work at their own pace. So having a different perspective on their own learning and where that takes. We also, and I know these are hard to see from where we are, we also took a look and asked students and teachers, what are the benefits of taking an online class? And what we found was that, in fact, teachers that had taught an online class had the strongest value statements around the benefits for their students, in particular, the students driving their own learning. And also, the students themselves that had taken an online class saw really strong benefits as well. So getting to the barriers question, because I know this always comes up when we're at this type of conference. What we learned from principals was that there are two major barriers to implementing online classes. Funding, as you would expect, and teacher preparation. On the funding side, the principals told us that either was not a funding priority within their district or that there were some issues that they had with state funding to support online learning. But on the teacher preparation side, we thought this was very interesting because it did come up as the number two barrier for the principals. either their teachers were not comfortable with the online tools, not comfortable with teaching online, reluctant to do so, or that the principal themselves felt they didn't have the expertise in their staff to develop courses. Now, I think some of our conventional wisdom has been that if we could get the teachers to take an online class for professional development, that that would then be a good first step to taking them to the point where they could teach that online class. And we have found that about a third of teachers have taken some sort of online professional development. Big increases over the last couple of years in that area. And in fact, a fifth of teachers are participating in some sort of online professional learning community already within their district. However, for the last couple of years, we have seen no change in the number of teachers that either are teaching online classes or have interest in teaching online classes. So that idea that said, well, we'll take teachers first to an online PD, they'll get familiar with the mode, with the medium, and then that will give them the impetus to teach that online class, we're not necessarily seeing that correlation. What we are seeing, however, is that if the teacher has taught an online class, they have much stronger benefits, not only for their students, but in terms of their effectiveness as a teacher. So it does change their teaching practice if they have had that type of opportunity. To sum up here before I bring up our panel, we've been talking for the last couple of years about our students increasingly becoming free agent learners, untethered to the traditional school establishment. And we see that already happening. That's not in the future. They are already our free agent learners. We see that in their interest in mobile devices, in their interest in taking online classes, in fact, even in their interest in supplementing their own education, totally outside of the school environment. So if these students are already becoming free agent learners, I think the big question is, are we prepared for that? And how are we going to support them in their educational pursuits? So what I'd like to do now is have our panel start coming up. I'm going to give you a little bit more information while our panel is getting seated up here. Wonderful panelists, please come join us. Then I will introduce you. We do have a number of other reports that are available on our website, lots of data that's on our website at tomorrow.org.